UI special. UFUI's begged for it. We gave you and what you wanted. We gave you an hour of material. Now you get an hour of emails. Maybe some material on the back end, but you know what? We're celebrating my man, Hollywood Alec, will be 45 on Saturday. He's the four horseman himself from the groups for me from day one, 2008. He is my ninja, my man, Hollywood Alec.
Yes, indeed, folks, and we're back with the worst emails you could ever find, the biggest FUI surprise you could ever find. Dude, let me tell you, these emails are ridiculous. Like, who would ever send what? I don't know, but look, without further ado, we want to get these emails in. We're going to try to get out there as many as we can because we know you all want to hear it. Man, it is about to set my birthday off with this foolishness. So, hey, if you're ready, we're ready. So here we go. Lord have mercy. This is listener email number one.
God.
Y'all ready? Dude, Genesis dish and vacuum.
Oh, God, no. That's how we're starting off.
For real. Genesis dish and vacuum.
Oh, God.
Hairpin birthday vacuum. Oh, I guess I'm vacuum. Okay. My S-hole is I recovering from leaving a woman I was with.
Oh, my God.
I am upset. Eight. Being was out of here. What?
Oh, God.
I actually miss hair. I tried to get over hair. I missed the gold bond.
Oh,
we had. What? Oh, my God. I missed the gold bond we had. Okay. With eight being Jablomial. What?
I think he meant global.
Oh, dude, really?
I think he meant global, bro. He put Jablomial. Oh, God.
With eight being Jablomial. Pendamite. What? Pendamic?
Oh,
I do not think a save to meet over woman and not cash COVID.
COVID.
Any hello will be art appreciated.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Why are you
shake
making so
my damn hair.
Why are you making so hard on
himself? Jerome Nixle in Underground South Carolina.
Is that is he Underground Railroad, maybe? What does he mean? I don't know what he means.
I don't know. But oh, he gives people from South Carolina a really bad name.
Like, my asshole? You mean issue, my man?
That fool said Esho.
Recavering? You mean recovering, my man? Oh, like, from leaving. You mean leaving? We is not we. Like, leavened bread. Like, my leavened bread or something. And he said whiff with, like, whiff. Like, double I-W-H-I-double-F-E. Like, my, come on, man.
Yeah, just like that. Just like that.
I am upset. You mean upset, my man? He almost had that word right. That CK messed him up. He didn't do that.
That fool said art appreciated.
Yes. And meant it.
And meant it.
The gold bond, and like gold bond medicated powder. The gold bond medicated cream.
He killing.
The gold bond we had. I mean, I can decode the stupidity, but why should we have to go through that? You know? actually mess her hair. Like, toys in the hair almost. Like, my oh my God, this man.
Dude, this is one of the most messed up emails I think I've ever read. It's just all over the, it's all over the damn place.
Jablow meal. He be global. Jablow meal. Oh, man.
Yeah, he jacked me up with that one.
Oh, my God.
Dude. I don't even know what to say to you, dude. His name is Jerome.
That's weird. Mixel.
That's his name. His name is Jerome.
I say Jerome in the house. I say Jerome
exactly
in the house.
I didn't want to do it.
I'm dumb as hell, and I don't can't wash my mouth. Yeah. Like,
one of the original players
from the Himalayas. This dude from the underground Carolinas, whatever that means.
Dude,
that's one of the worst ones that we've seen in our lives, probably.
I mean, it was first. It was first.
And the names to the names. Where did you come up with those two names?
Dude. All right, man. After being totally blown away. Okay, listener email. Pablo and Cece. What? Cece. I holler at this broad on Facebook. All right. The broad was nice, and I mean in the broad was nice, and I mean in the body. Ass was fat and all that, my G. My N, you know we swap numbers and all that.
Swap. Oh, hell. Swap.
Two problems arise over my eyes.
That's
the
rhyme?
Problems arise over my eyes. Really? Three problems.
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 Oh, God.
Only when I call. Now, I go to bad to work. Only when I call her, we talk for like 15 or soap. S-O-A-P. 15 or soap minutes. And we'll see a say that she gonna I'll call me back, and she never do.
Oh,
D-U-E. She asks me to assist her in getting my friend that's barbing to put her vending machines in a barbershop. Three, she begun into pole hall. A pole hall, that's original. Bars, lounges, clubs, yard back, kickback, water fangs. What's a water thing?
I guess he's a pool party, maybe. I don't know. A crocodile mile party, a slide party. I don't know.
This fool said water things, man. Water things and stuff like it's all normal lick before the virus. Normal lick. What is that?
Badass
nice, but mixed. Huh? He said, that ass nice, but maybe it ain't worth it. Well, maybe it's not worth it. At least he's thinking. I mean, the email was dumb as hell. But maybe something positive came out of it.
Yeah.
You know, positive for COVID.
Uh-huh. You see his name, don't you?
All right. Huh?
See his name, don't you?
Let me see.
F-U-I name.
Okay. Yes, tell me the business, Playboys. Rico the Don in Logan Valley for Life.
What does that even mean?
Rico the Don in Logan Valley for Life. I really didn't even scroll down to see that, but now it all kicks in.
I mean, the email, we know what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
But it's like, my man, your spelling, your language, your diction, your phonics. You spell like barber,
whatever
like barber.
It is.
Like barbers.
Like, dude, I mean, whatever the case may be, his name says it all. Like, I'm not even surprised now. I'm just like, oh, yeah, well, you know, that's what they're going to do. You know, they're not going to do anything different.
Rico the Don.
You know what I'm saying? Rico the Don in Logan Valley for Life.
Well,
he's a pimp that thinks he's a member of the NWO. All right. Yeah, that's priceless. Now look at this idiot. Dish a next and Price Malcolm.
Wow.
Man, let me tell you a story about Miami. Yeah, tell me. I'm dying to hear this. Miami. Oh, okay. Miami is this broad I met around the way. Miami got curves for days, I say.
What?
Some bloody... Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. You're not going to be soliciting bootleg novice and beginner rap on our beloved show.
Hell no.
That's what you ain't going to do.
Oh,
but just
God.
For the sake of time and for the interest in what you have to say, which I have, I'm going to read the rest. Okay? All right, here we go. Let me tell you. Yeah. Miami got cursed for days. I say, Miami and I video time every day. Miami has birthdays coming up, so I buy Miami some online flowers. I decline to... disc take like my, what? I declined to disc take like Miami. Miami was in and out, jeez, of eating boxes and places. So she was eating boxes and places during the hot time of the invisible germ. Okay, that must mean coke. Eating, but what's eating boxes and places?
Maybe he meant eating out, maybe. Eating in restaurants, maybe. He's so stupid.
Okay. Okay, I gotcha. Miami got the flowers I sent her and ghosted me, and she probably should have. Wouldn't answer video time or respond back when said she would. So I'm looking like, what the F? So because I chose safety over trouble.
What?
It made me safety.
Yeah, safety.
Oh, wow. I'm done. This is crazy. Okay. So because I chose safety over trouble, I get scissored by her.
You mean cut off, my man? This fool said scissor.
That fool said scissor. I definitely was interested in her. I like, damn, that's what went down. I'm of the above belief that this was unjustified and not neck and rary.
Not necessary, my man. You highest within three words. Necessary. Necessary, not neck or rary.
That fool said neck or rary. Okay. I'm all right. Any info will be approved and received. Really? Will Daniels in Charlotte. And I guess you're talking about North Carolina?
He has to be. I mean, the email makes sense, but you mean FaceTime, my man? Not video time?
That part. Yeah.
That part. Like, I get what he's saying. I think he got cut off because he didn't want to take a risk. She cut him off.
Yeah, that is what happened. And here's the funny part. It's not like, he was actually doing well in his email. You know, the rhyme was stupid, but at least I could read it. And then it just went left.
Fast.
It went left. It went like to the point where I didn't even understand enough about what the hell he was talking about. Other than the fact that I'm reading this stuff and looking dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you make sure you use your extra brain power to figure stuff out.
Oh, dude. Have your brain on scramble. Like, that's what he got right here. It's foolishness at best.
Just imagine how
he's talking about Miami.
How are you talking to her on the phone and texting? He's sending an email this bad. Think about that. What did he say to her on the phone?
Oh, I have no idea, but I know whatever it was, it had to be funny.
Because this was funny as hell.
Yeah, that was out of order. Okay. Miami. Oh, Lord. All right, man. That's classic. Let me see. Harry and Roddy. Now, this has already gone left. Through the magic of social sites and stuff, a broad, I had a one-time, one-night thing where we went to three to four times in a hotel in north of town in 2011.
Wow.
We met late 2010 on a dating site. Finally, crap lined up that one Thursday night. Okay? I have no idea why I stopped talking or it never happened again. Why what stopped talking? Okay. Fast forward to now, she found me and stuff. We on messages, looking at each other and stuff. So I see her. She ain't what the past was. Like, she like this buffalo out the frame. Nah, I ain't not about it because I am. My last two broads was big, over 300 pounds, and I liked it. So that ain't it.
Okay.
What is it, girl? Not gonna lie, she wasn't carrying the weight well either. She found me, but was acting a fool, being all timid, tippet, and toy about what? About getting together because she got a flight man in word.
Pilot.
Flight man in word.
A pilot, I guess.
She goes months without seeing him.
Will found.
So I guess.
WIFL. Oh my God.
Dude, I mean, you can't make it up. So I guess want attention from me. Hell no. Heel no. I want action. No action, no play. Okay? So I cut her off. She act like she don't understand. I'm no teaser pleaser. I'm getting some real play and I'm not playing. Am I wrong, Derek? Do you know Derek?
What? What? Did I miss something here?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay, he started it off with Harry and Roddy.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to figure out who the bloody hell is Derek. Who is that? And when did our name change not once, but twice?
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Is this for real? Like, man.
Look where he's from.
His name is... he's from New Orleans. Jason in New Orleans.
I mean,
it is hard to believe.
I know what he's saying. I mean, I can kind of get what he's saying, but how does our name...
I mean, it was a good email. It wasn't a bad one. It was decent. I mean, he had a couple of illiterate delusions here and there, but, I mean, it wasn't anything crucial. But what I'm trying to figure out is how do you go from Harry and Roddy to Derek, all in the same paragraph?
Exactly.
Like, all in the same post and page. Like, for real?
I don't know where you got Derek. I'm from where Derek is.
Dude.
That just ruined, man, I mean, that ruined the email. Like, I was with him. I'm agreeing with him. Okay. I agree with you, player. Yeah. I can get with that. And Derek. Did I miss the memo?
Yeah, I guess we did. Okay. All right.
Wow. Jason.
Yeah, that was different. Like, I'm telling you, like, in the course of a paragraph, he does not exist right now.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you had us with you for a while, but then you messed up, Jason.
I don't know, man.
Am I wrong, Derek? Do you know Derek? I don't know Derek, fool.
It threw me off. Derek, what kind of shit? All right, man. Because this one is horrible too. All right, Pluto and Fizz.
Oh my God.
That's just downright bad. Okay.
Fizz.
Good day, Fizz. You deserve it. Shout out to you, Fizz. I want to discuss me and my ex. We broke up. You're right. We broke up in 2014. Okay, in 2014. My dad passed, and I was not in mind for kid, you know. She was pregnant, and I was in my stuff. She ended up getting a Abashan.
Oh, God, really?
I'm trying to figure out who Abashan is. That sounds like a biblical name.
That could be abortion, I think, but you messed that up.
Okay, we broke up, and stuff never be same since.
You mean, I think you mean since, but he's broke it up probably.
Oh my God, that is ridiculous. He said, since. I try to mic up with her, and we have moments here and tear, but it fell out. He said here and tear. That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty bad. My fine dial fall was I'm Jonna, drive three hours to see her and soulfully rejigger the fire.
God. That's new.
Yeah, rejigger the fire.
Oh, God.
Man, dude, this is horrible, man. I'm telling you. This is just bad. Rejigger, not rekindle. We gonna rejigger it. We gonna throw X pills at it.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh God, where was I at?
Rejigger the fire.
Rejigger the fire. But her ass ruined it by saying I need to get a hotel room.
He spelled it out for real. He broke it down two words, didn't he?
A hotel room. H-O-E-T-A-L-E.
Oh, God.
The trick has an apartment, and he want me to get a hotel, claiming that it's about her daughter. The same daughter that knows I be in bed with her mommy. The same daughter that knows I would stay with her and mommy. But the same daughter that didn't, I was stroking mommy while in the bed getting that first eruption out.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
This is ridiculous.
Get on tails, lady.
Do you see my frustration with her ass telling me to get a hotel after driving 3 hours to see her? After that, I same F her in Don. I'm Don with her. What? Follow up with me, Josh P. in the UPT.
Try to quote Big Thomas, my man. Thomas.
Dude,
Big Thomas represent the UPT. The UPT. That's the Big Thomas song. I'm a hard stunner, like Eva Knievel. I'm a number one stunner. A number one stunner. Yes, that's the Big Thomas. The UPT. What are you talking? Oh, my God. This is made even worse.
And then he had enough nerve to make it rhyme like Josh P. in the UPT.
I'm a hostler, not Eel Knievel. I'm a number one stunner.
Wow. Let me see.
This email deep, though. These lies are going to email. What's going on?
It was ridiculous.
Oh, my God. 3 hours. Like, okay. Hours.
Dude, like, he needed to be, like, in LD classes or something, like, straight learning disabilities or something like that. But that is, that's ridiculous, dude. Like, for real, man. Okay. Listener email, Montel and Dominic. All right, man. Stop the press. Stop the freaking press. Where are the names coming from?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I'm already discouraged. It's a female I was liking and stuff.
But remember, we had female, nice... though. Female, boy. Being a
female. Female. Right.
Like, really?
Gotcha. We had some nice talking sessions on the phone. F-O-N-E. My hold up with her... What? Hold up. Okay. My hold up with her was that she wanted to religate.
You mean religate probably. He couldn't spell it. Religate might hurt my last. Gives me past my
Religate my last. Like that was relevant to her and I right now. It rubbed time me the thong way.
the thong way, my man.
Right. Really rubbed me the thong way. Wow. What my last have to do with my present? And now you dig. What should matter is the now, right? Don't you hate folks that want to live in the last and bring up the last? Help a trigger out. Clark Jameson in South Florida.
Look how you spell Florida, though.
That is absolutely pitiful. Florida.
I mean, the email does make
that
sense.
That fool said Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
I guess premise though, Florida. I get the man's premise. I know what he's trying to say.
Well,
it makes,
yeah, I mean,
it makes sense. His thought makes sense. His execution failed.
Yeah, very, very much so.
The thong
line. You know, and I mean, like, I saw what he was trying to do. Like, he was trying to swamp a fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was trying to swamp a fight, you know? But, yeah, he's a day late and a dollar short. All right, man.
Wow.
Oh, wow. What am I missing? Okay, here we go. Check this out. Hope y'all ready. Boss in Hollywood. I'm done.
My God. For real.
I'm afraid to go any further. Because it might end up in rubbish. But I'm going to do it. Check this out. Boss in Hollywood. I recently parted ways with the chick I had been dealing with for over a year. It was a tough year. I'm not going to lie. I literally gave myself up trying to make her happy. Tried harder than ever to be the best man I could be and cater to her needs. Hearing her concerns like dislikes and being cognizant, wow, of her situations prior to me, that didn't go so well for her. But whole time, I felt like I was on trial or borrowed time because she always had doubts about my intentions, always waffling and wavering on things. I ain't never heard that before, but that sounds awesome. Okay, waffling and wavering. I honestly cared about her. She always was talking about how I was different from any other man she ever dealt with. Then she would make up some mess about we not vibing. We not vibing. I asked her, what are we not vibing on? She never gave me a legitimate answer to that. To this day, she never told me. What sucks is I feel I did everything right across the board, going above and beyond the call of duty to make her happy, and to just get cast aside because I'm not what she's used to after a year of legit hard work, care, and concern. I have no sympathy for black women who say we not nothing, and there's no good men out here because I was a good man that got pushed away for no reason. Mario in Tejas.
That's a great email.
Like, I'm speechless right now. I can't believe I actually read clean through that.
He used big words too. Cognizant, waffling, and wavering.
For real.
Legitimate.
I was like, what is that? I don't know, man. I don't know what to say. I know you're just as much shocked as I am.
I am, man. His email had legit layers to it, legit stuff. I mean, I'm shocked that he actually sent an email that was actually without mistakes. And we actually got through it A to Z and knew what he wanted. And if we can follow him about things that's his way, and the hell has got on about. And it's actually legit email because guys are in his shoes. There are guys in Mario's shoes right now. Who do the right thing, who put forth the best effort, and get shown on the side, a friend zone, whatever their excuse is.
Right. Because it's almost as if, you know, for a lot of females, it's almost as if they're not happy unless you're messing up. Because that's what they used to. You know what I'm saying? They carry that extra, you know what I'm saying? Carrying around a bag. You know, so, you know, they don't get the chance to, you know, see what a good guy's about because they feel like they don't even deserve it.
Or it's weird, or what's your agenda? What's your real intentions? How about intentions he really cares about you?
Right.
You know,
you know what I'm saying?
And the whole not vibing. If you're not vibing on something, be an adult. Tell the man what it is so you can maybe work on it. Because guess what? You have to flex and compromise and meet in the middle on stuff. If he doesn't know what's getting on your nerves, what you're vibing on, let the man know. He can't make an adjustment if he don't know what you're doing. He don't know what he's doing is irking you. So open your mouth. Fact. So, like, it's like he had one hand tied behind his back almost. You know?
Right.
It's like the man was fighting against a moving target. He didn't know what he was fighting against.
Right. You know, I feel like, you know, if you all are not vibing and you know it, stop wasting each other's time. You know, either do something about it or let it go. Let it fly.
Well, at the very minimum, state what it is. Don't leave the man in the dark.
You understand? Right.
At least do that. Give the man that much courtesy of knowing what it is.
You know what I'm saying? You just ghost him up. See you. You know, and now you got him saying all kinds of goofy crap at the end. I mean, man, but you hit the nail on the head, T. Ridiculous. Let the guy know. Open up your mouth and talk and let it out. Ridiculous already. But on the upside, that was actually a good email.
Rare.
Very rare, and the best one I've seen thus far, but it's about to go left. Yeah. Listener email, Nickel in Alamo Alley.
Wow.
My jiggas, I didn't get a two date with a chicken. What? He wants to date a chicken? Because I didn't open my car door for her and woozed coupon at the East.
He meant used, brother. He spelled it woozed. He meant used.
Wow.
Well, that's a hell of a spelling that motherfucker put up. I mean, he woozed and woozed coupon. Sound like he was trying to, I don't know, he was trying to be a macaroni for with a coupon. The next burger is free or whatever. Or the chicken or whatever. I don't know. Okay, she tell me I ain't a man like B. I just met you, Trick. We just meeting, you feel me? I mean, hell. I opened the door to eating spot. Shoot how she gonna judge me on that. I was receptacle to her. I paid a meal. I can use coupon. That's dope. What about the jerks and laugher at the Eat Spot table? These extra lofty standards on outing one, we just trying to get to know each other to see if it's gonna be out or two. I guess that was it. Or two, I don't think I was out of bounds. Jiggas, what it do? The real K. Harrell from the East Side.
Look how they put dots in his name, though. The dots in his name. Like, what's up now?
Dude.
These dots, come on, man.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, like, he makes a point. He makes a legitimate point. His delivery is a fail again.
I mean, dude, just like I was saying, like, maybe she's too expensive. I mean, she's fancy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to take home work to the cleaners and not tell them nothing. They know they're not vibing. She ain't gonna tell them nothing.
I mean, bro, this is my thing, bro. Like, when you just meet somebody, you should have general respect. Don't put invitation on them to do something that you ain't talked about. You ain't told the man you want your door open for you or chair pulled out or not use a coupon. I mean, it's day one. Just go with the flow. It shouldn't be about how much he's paying for. It should be about the company. First and foremost. But
that's right.
We just meeting somebody. Have some general ground and general respect things going on. We ain't trying to put in our likes, dislikes, preferences right there. We're trying to see if we vibe each other. That comes after more conversations.
Exactly.
More talk. So I feel like with some of the things women do, Hollywood, you know, because I know this, they put all this weight on stuff on the show, not the substance. Substance, can you meet this
right,
man,
right.
Vibe or talk to each other? Oh, he didn't open the door, he didn't pull up to this, he didn't do this, he used a cute. All this, the show, all superficial, not about what the man is inside, you know?
Exactly.
I mean,
Exactly.
I understand you might crave chivalry, but guess what? The guy who's chivalrous and wearing down, you still be the dirtiest dog in the book. And when that's a man who's not as chivalrous,
you better believe me.
It's not as chivalrous as other guys, could be the best thing ever happened to you. But you put all your weight on the
right
show, the production, not the substance. And then you're judging the man because he didn't open the condo for you. You know, or he didn't pull your seat out at the restaurant on date one. He don't know you like that.
Right.
Like, enjoy the outing.
But as soon as you find, it's like, as soon as you find a cat who don't want to do nothing, you don't want to, he wants you to spend your paycheck on food, and then he drop kicks you on occasion, you know what I'm saying? It's okay. This guy is just trying to feel you out. You're operating too quick. You're operating like Future Quick. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just a date. Y'all gonna have to feel each other out anyway, but now you're gonna put a sour taste in homeboy mouth. Amongst other things, probably.
Yeah, you're putting him already like on the defense. Like, damn, already? She's already tripping. Like I said, there should be some just general respect situations. Don't grab me unless I grab you. You know, don't try to, if I want you to try to, you know, stuff like that. Respect me. That's treat me like respect. Don't try to hurt me, you know, and laugh and, you know, general respect. Comedy stuff. Not putting in your likes and dislikes on somebody day one. We don't know. Like, how's a man
what?
Gonna know you like this stuff if he has met the man? And you don't judge him, he don't do
exactly
stuff. You ain't deep disgust. Like,
I'm, and who knows? I mean, it's the beginning, but who knows when you all are gonna really have that deep discussion? You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to feel each other out, and some people have a connection, some people don't. You know, but you don't want to defeat it before it even gets started. You know what I'm saying? You might be
production.
Missing out on... Right.
Because you want a show. But see, women love the show. That's the problem. They want the show. They want to flex with their grandma,
right,
flex with their friends. Well, he isn't that for me. Yeah. You want to have talking points at the salon or the nail shop. Or at work. You know, that's not what it's about.
Right.
I mean, my man may not be the most truthful in the world, but he could be a good guy still. He can still care for you. And I mean, wow, chivalry is show. But the real show is he financially responsible? Does he care about you emotionally or physically? Does he want you to be spiritually stable? Those things. Not the holding the door, the show, all that stuff. How he really treat you when he could be down to it. If you're in a bind, will he be there for you? But you're worrying about
that's right
the show or him using a coupon to save money, using a coupon. The superficial
right
stuff.
You better make sure that show is right 5 months, a half a year down the line when he at home talking about get your damn self.
Look, I know these,
I'm gonna get what I want and work what I get.
I'm telling you, these FUL guys got some points tonight, bro. They got some points. I mean K-Harrell dumb and Mario has moments, but they bring up some great points to light that we need to hit anyway, probably, eventually.
Yeah, that's true. Shoot. Okay.
Man.
Moving on. All right. Oh, boy. Johnson Twilight in Hollywood Aaron.
Jesus.
Man. Look, man. I got a chick sweating me about some irrelevant shigatity.
Oh, my God.
Irrelevant shigatity. Okay. She say I'm too tight with my money and I need to step my swag up. Let me shake this with you. I'm a real low-key cat. I'm a neutral dude. I shop Amazon, Dillard's, D&K, JCP, K&G, and Kohl's in addition to high-end Goodwill. Not bad. I like to make my money stretch. I just don't buy just to buy or because I like to invest in my future through various money avenues and buy for need, not for want. I stick to a budget. This chick talking about I need to do better and this and that. In her feeble mind, not having the name brand feeble, not having the name brand that pop or Jordans or Nikes or whatever brand recognition in the mainstream means my swag isn't right. She bought me 3 polo shirts from Macy's that were $99 a pop for my birthday. You know how much I could have did with that? She found some Air Maxes on clearance that was $112, and I said, no, she got mad because said I'd rather buy stock in Nike than buy their shoes. Now she wants to break up with me. Looks like I'm about to lose another one. Should I bounce or try to make a play for her? I'm leaning toward the Bankhead bounce.
Wow, the Bankhead bounce.
Carlos in Adamsville, West Side.
That's in Atlanta.
Yeah, that last line threw me off. I was like, for real, dude?
What's up, ladies? Do the Bankhead bounce. The Bankhead bounce. The Bankhead bounce. Bounce, shot it, bounce. Ninety-five in this beat. The Bankhead bounce. He is true West Side Atlanta for real. He's from Atlanta. That's true West Side Atlanta right there. That dude from West Side Atlanta for real.
Oh, man, and I know the FUIs are many, but anyway, yeah. I'd probably be leaning towards the bounce, too, because she's already kind of showing her true colors. And furthermore, I feel like she's embarrassed. Maybe you're embarrassing her in some form or fashion. She says you need to step your swag up. But I think she's jaded, and she really doesn't see the good that you are doing. You know, it looks to me like you're looking for long-term wealth. And not just balling in the mix, you know, like one of these rappers that, you know, they had a platinum record one day and they're down in the dumps the next. Mm-hmm. You know, you're trying to invest your funds, you know, which is an absolute, I mean, it's a genius thing to invest your funds, you know what I'm saying? You know, and try to work your money and see your money work for you. So if that's truly being yourself, then that's a really positive angle that you're displaying from yourself, and she just can't see it. Or she's probably ignorant, or she just doesn't appreciate what you're trying to do. So you could have a conversation with her and say, look, you know, this is what it is. You know, I want a future where, you know, I'm not struggling, you know. So instead of splurging my money, I decided to do something smart with it so I can see return on this money that we could be splurging. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing like watching your money make money for you. You know, and seeing the spoils and results of that. You know what I mean? The Air Maxes can wait, and all the other stuff can wait. If that man says, look, you know, why don't you take that money and invest it? Then make him happy and do it. I mean, it was for his birthday. It's about him. It's not about you bought the 3 polo shirts because you was probably embarrassed about his wardrobe. And you wanted him to step his swag up. I wonder how old these folks, these people are.
So,
like, who's still using swag?
Exactly.
I don't know, man. That's just my take on that.
I mean, He makes a great point. And over on the west side of Atlanta, Adamsville, that could be a woman in her 40s or 50s acting that way, to be honest with you. Over there.
Yeah.
It could be somebody in their 40s or 50s acting that way. Like, this man thinking about future, you know, his when he retires, you know, he's trying to think about, you know, paying himself because, you know, when we get retired, Social Security going to be gone. You got to keep your own retirement up. You can't build the government to do that for you.
That's right.
He's looking ahead of the game. He's looking ahead of change, and this woman can't see the big picture. Oh, my God. He don't need it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she can't see the forest for the trees. You know what I'm saying? Because when he sees returns on his investment, she's going to be jockeying, like, little baby, I didn't mean, I was just playing.
Back then, she didn't want him. Now he's hot, so y'all on him. Back then, she didn't want him. Now she ain't hot, so y'all on him. Mike Jones, he was right about that, because yeah, he going to be living. He going to have some money down in the future, because he going to have compound interest on that money he invested.
Right. Exactly.
He's right. 112 and Air Max.
So it's almost like the dream. Yeah. You know, it's almost like he's seeing his returns double. You know, and I wouldn't even stop then. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, if you're gonna be in a game like that, you know, where you're constantly trying to find new avenues to make money, you know, that's where my money be going. I'd still be a bum. You know what I'm saying? And keeping people out your business. You know, because as soon as that flash comes, all the problems come with it.
Mm-hmm. Biggie was right, mom.
You know what I'm saying? No privacy.
Yeah, the more money, the more problems. Yeah, like they Biggie said. I mean, he's doing right.
That's right.
Being low key, being neutral, not trying to be too flashy.
That's
mean,
it.
That's respectable.
Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. About swag. Oh my
God. Of all things, you know what I'm saying? And you know, with crap like that, I mean, will you find somebody that's really going to take care of you, who really has his head in the right spot? Or are you just going to find somebody who goes broke, you know, on some name brands? Can't even take you out with you, but he's looking fresh though.
All that money went in rims and them Jordans. They can't even pay the rent. I bet you the house is matching.
I'm speaking.
Ain't got no big out mattress. Like, all these clothes, I got a mattress.
For real.
No box for
with a matches. Couple of cartons of flies and a double cheeseburger. Well, I got this for you. Man.
That hood rat mindset's one of a kind, ain't it? That hood rat mindset, that nothing mindset's one of a kind. It holds us back so much.
And it's just, I mean, to me, it's just flat out. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I like, you know, I like a chick that has balance. Like, it's not hood rat on display 24/7, but I know when to bring that out when I need to. You know what I'm saying? But some chicks are just hood radical all the time. 24/7. Man. All right, we're moving on.
Last email.
So I know we're coming towards the end of the hour.
Last email. We got some.
Yo, Negro. Yo, Negro. Say that again. Yo, Negroes. I be adding chicks on Facebook and IG and shooting the game with them, you know, trying to see what's up. So I got a general rule. If leave me on read or seen, I'm going to unsend my messages and unfollow or unfriend your ass. I don't know her, and she don't know me beyond that. I give them 3 days. If I don't hear nothing, I move on. I'm not them to look at them, okay? I'm trying to see what's up. These broads getting their feelings about that, hitting me from other accounts and stuff. My thing is this. If they were interested, they should have said something sooner. F these game playing broads.
Makes a good point. I don't know who this person is, but he makes a good point. Whoever this person is.
Yeah, I feel him. I mean, he's still an idiot, you know, in the FUI. But
yes.
Still.
I mean, they made still. Some good points tonight, surprisingly. They've had some legit things going on tonight. They can't tell us correctly, but they have some legit things going on with the data emails. I'm shocked.
Yeah, me too. You know, but one thing I can say is at least it inspires some type of dialogue, no matter how ridiculously foolish the emails are, you know.
Yeah.
I think it was great.
They actually provided content tonight for once. Actually, content beyond us clowning them for how bad their emails. You know? shocking.
Dude. Now I know they are, too.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So, Hollywood, let's wrap it up. What is your take on the emails, first and foremost, tonight? You heard from, we read 10 of them. What was your thoughts on tonight's 10 emails?
Well, it wasn't the usual, surprisingly. Maybe that was for my birthday. You know, what can I say? We had some interesting dialogue on a couple of the topics. You know what I'm saying? We were able to talk about it. Hopefully we helped somebody out. I'm just flabbergasted that I made it through, like, and when I say through, I mean smoothly through three of those emails. That's what's tripping me out. I mean, it had some good points. Like, they were sensible.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the usual. Blah, 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 blah. It was like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
We knew tonight. I mean, we actually could discuss some things. I mean, I can remember him saying the email made sense to me just as much on the FBI show. Never.
Right.
Like,
right.
I actually get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, actually.
Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. That's just like you said, it's rare. I mean, we'll find or we'll get one or two, you know, especially when we're really doing a show, get one or two every 4 or 5 months. Like, in between that is, like, absolute chaos. But you get those two and there's, like, a light at the end of the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's going to plant a rainbow or some stuff like that and get that skittle. You know what I mean? So, I'm overwhelmed and in shock, you know, because we just don't see it often. We don't see it enough. And that's on the Ferrilla.
And the material was all...
Yes, sir.
And the material was, what it was, it was messed up. So it reminds us of our weekly show we should do. And that the material just... It just takes a whole new world. Like, material is material. Like, you can't make up this material that we get. It's just, it's real life FUI activity we report on. Like, I can tell y'all now, Hollywood and I cannot make this stuff up. We can't make this stuff up. This is what it is.
At all.
We can't make up John Wall.
Man.
He did it on his own.
What? You know, and I don't care. You could be Aesop. You could be Dr. Seuss. You could be Mother Goose. You could be the one of the great Slick Rick. You name it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what. You cannot make this up. This is not fairy tale stuff. This is not stuff for discipline bound. These are actual emails coming from the FUIs and a lot of them that have been listening to us, you know, for the longest. You know, so they know what the game is. But that's insanity. That's crazy.
Yes.
Man.
So much insanity. So,
yep.
So Hollywood, before you go, what are your plans for your big day this weekend? What are your plans?
Oh, man. You know me. I got to kick it with the family. Probably go eat and do all kinds of stuff. And then later on that night, I'm going to take the missus out on a date. We're going to go and trip out and do what we used to do before we had kids.
Down in Louisiana, that first asked you, how was the hurricane? I didn't get to talk to you. Was everything good with the hurricane when it came through?
Oh, yeah, man. We were really blessed. We had some heavy rain, you know, the usual storming and raining, but it wasn't anything super crucial to like Lake Charles, you know what I'm saying? Like, Lake Charles got hit really, really bad, you know. I was taking a look at some pictures, and you know how these neighborhoods were leveled was just amazing. So I'm really grateful, you know, that we were spared a lot of that type of damage. You know, we had the minor damage, you know, tree branches and stuff like that. But you know, it's better than a tree falling on your house, or it's better than a you know, a tornado or whatever coming to move up your house and land you in Oz or something like that. You know, so. So it's all good, bro. It's all good. You know, and yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Most definitely. Hollywood, I tell you what, I said in the intro, no, since 2008. I'm blessed to have known you for the last 12 years and you've been a lot to this show.
Yes, sir.
And you've been a lot to me personally, your counsel and advice, and the fun we used to have back in the day, back in the early 2010 teens. That was the fun stuff.
Oh, man. And then talk about it.
This show, man. So I appreciate it so much. And I can't believe it. You're 45, which means I'm 33 now, which means we've grown up. I've grown up with you pretty much.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, bro. I got to hear it. No, I was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had some crazy times, and I got, you know, of course, I got an archive of all that stuff, man. It's just classic, 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 classic. Even when we had a bunch of members, you know, and we had the roundtable discussions, you know what I'm saying? It was just a good time for us to get together and, you know, over the phone and just politic on. Whatever the case may be, you know, whether it was wrestling or whether it was politics or, you know, mainstream sports, you know, it was just fun to share our opinions and laugh, you know what I'm saying?
And the last thing I got for you, you got message from your old pal. Tell Hollywood I said what's up, I miss him, love Shark.
Oh, man, that's awesome. How's she doing, man?
She's chilling with the babies in Midtown with Wood, man. You know how he's on that Monkey Joe stuff still. You know he's old.
Oh, what?
Him and John Wall, but he needs to meet up with each other.
Yeah, he's chilling with the Monkey Joe.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was classic, bro. That dude had me dying.
You Monkey Joe? You Monkey Joe?
Oh, we was like Monkey Joe. Oh, dude, that's different.
So yeah, she listened to the whole
good old Wood, man.
Just for the whole show, she sent me a text she sent you a message personally. So that's from Char, man.
Oh man, no doubt, man. Give her all my best. You know what I'm saying? Because we was click tight.
Yes.
Super click tight.
Even through all the FUIs we had amongst us, we were still click tight.
Oh, bruh. Big time, man.
Ooh-wee.
Dude, those were the days. Those were the days, man. It was just fun.
Yes.
It was fun. Like, we were a click. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, you know, the show must go on.
Most definitely. Well, Hollywood,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Thank you for your time, as always, my brother, and happy birthday to you, and I hope you enjoyed this birthday special show, man. Thank you for doing it. I know you're busy with all your ventures, but glad you made time for the FUIs on the show, man, once more, my brother.
Oh, absolutely, man. It was a stone cold groove, as usual. I'm just grateful to be here, brother.
Yes, indeed. Well, folks, that's Hollywood. Boss, everybody to Hollywood, check the show out, bossshow.com, all our streaming platforms, Boss Man Show, and folks, FUIs, hope you enjoy this. We are out.
Peace.
And if you don't know, now you know.